So we've got Yates, Ebbinghausen, Bowling, Danon, and Ashley Hansen for the Panthers. We've got Zano, Swinton, Segan, Krager, and Larson for the Glacier Bears. Panthers have the ball, come left side to Ebbinghausen, up top to Danon, right side to Yates. Yates is going to drive down the baseline, running right-hander off the rim, Bowling down the little offensive rebound. Weak side rebound on the other side by Ashley Hansen, and she's tied up by Swinton. It'll be jump ball possession to the Glacier Bears. The Panthers are able to get a couple offensive rebounds, a couple good looks at the hoop, but Glacier Bears are going to come away with the basketball. They get it into Krager. Krager's going to come up the right-hand side, get the screen from Zano, tries to pass it over the top of Ashley Hansen, but Ashley just rips that ball away from her. Now she gets it to Danon. Danon on the dribble, goes right side to Yates. Yates lobs it into Ebbinghausen at the high post, drops it down to Bowling. Bowling's going to go up for the shot, and she's going to be fouled by Kaylee Swinton.
Well, they've been able to go down low here like three times in a row, and the Glacier Bears lucked out.
Yep, but they're going to give Mary Bowling a chance from the line. She's got 4 points. This will be her first opportunities from the free throw line today. Didn't have any opportunities in the game yesterday against Petersburg. First one's off the back rim. Has one more coming to her. Bowling at the line for her second. Shot is up again back rim, but we're going to have a foul on one of the Glacier Bears, I think, on the block out. It's going to be Kaylee Swinton. It's going to be her third personal foul. I didn't quite see what happened there, but apparently she got a little aggressive on the block out and threw the girl to the floor. Get it into Yates to the Panthers. She's going to throw up the 14-footer hard off the glass. Rebound comes down. Fought for it between Segan and Ebbinghausen. It'll be tied up. This alternating possession will go to the Panthers. Danon on the inbound pass. Gets it to a cutting Bowling. Through her hands. Couldn't really get a hold of it. Larson comes down with it on the weak side. She's going to come up the right-hand side of the court, get across the 10-second line. Hand it off to Swinton. Glacier Bears getting into their offense now. Swinton gets the screen from Larson. Hands it off to Zano. Zano going to drive the baseline up with a shot. Could have called a foul. Bowling down with the rebound for the Panthers. She's tied it. Got pressure defense by the Glacier Bears in the backcourt. Now they get it to Yates. Glacier Bears back off, and Yates will bring it across the 10-second line. Aspen Hansen's getting ready to check into the game. The next dead ball. Ebbinghausen out on the perimeter. They get it to Danon down on the baseline. Back top to Ebbinghausen. Left side to Yates. Yates is going to drive. Shoot the 15-footer off the glass. And good. Quickly back is Larson for the Glacier Bears. Coming across the 10-second line. She'll hold up. Hand it off to Swinton. Swinton still guarded by Yates. 6:30 left. Glacier Bears up by two. Swinton, little spin move at the free throw lane. Tries to get it inside. And we're going to get a travel. Coach Brittenham was wondering how come you weren't calling the foul on Yates hanging onto the arm. So Hansen coming into the game, Aspen, and she'll be coming in for Danon. You got Aspen Hansen and Sarah Yates in the backcourt. Destiny Coward off the bench for the Glacier Bears. Next dead ball, we'll start seeing her. Ebbinghausen on the right wing. Panthers trying to tie or take the lead on this possession. They come up top to Yates. Yates gets past Zano. They go left side to Hansen for the three-point shot, front rim. Rebound comes out long. Aspen Hansen tracks it down. She's going to drive the right baseline. Little scoop shot from way too far out, but Bowling gets the rebound up and good for two. We're tied at 31. Zano gets it over to Krager. Krager up into the front court for the Glacier Bears. Waits for Swinton. Hands it off to her. Swinton's going to drive down in the lane. Goes up for the shot, and she's going to go to the free throw line on this one. See which one of the Panthers are going to call that on. 2-2, Ebbinghausen. That's going to be Haley Ebbinghausen's second personal. 17 foul, so the Glacier Bears will be shooting regardless from here on out. Kaylee Swinton's going to have the two coming to her. Her first one is up, back rim, no good. Destiny Coward into the game for Zano. So getting some more of that height back in there for the Glacier Bears. Crunch time. This is when these free throws get tougher to make, and they're a little more critical to make. Swinton misses the second one. Aspen Hansen down with the rebound. She'll bring it up in the front court. Glacier Bears need to turn around, pick her up. She gets in on the left-hand side. Nothing but Panthers underneath for the rebound. Second shot goes up. This one's going to come out to Segan, and we're going to have a held ball This possession will go to the Glacier Bears. The Glacier Bears getting out rebounded here in the fourth quarter so far, 4-0. A lot of offensive boards there for the Panthers. Glacier Bears need to step it up. Get it into right through Stegen's hands, stolen away by Hansen. Glacier Bears letting opportunity slip away. Yates now back up top to Hansen. Hansen goes right side to Ebbinghausen. Reverses up top to Yates, left side to Hansen. Hansen to Ebbinghausen, wide open from 12 off the glass and good. Glacier Bears back to Swinton. Swinton gets a screen from Krager, and she'll bring it up across the 10-second line. She's got a lane to the basket. She takes it on the right side, up with the right hand, and good for two. A little running one-hander, and we're tied at 33 with 5 minutes left. Aspen Hansen now back for the Panthers. They try and go low. Nice steal by Destiny Coward. Anticipated that one. Great job, Destiny. Hands off to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive the right-hand side again. We're going to get a blocking foul on Ebbinghausen. Swinton will be going to the line, shooting two. These are the ones she needs to start knocking down here. Ebbinghausen, that's going to be her third personal. That's 18 fouls on the Panthers. And we're going to have a timeout for the Glacier Bears. So it'll be a full timeout, so give us one more opportunity to talk about our underwriters. This broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KH&S and Haynes Real Estate, Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Oldridge Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Park Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynes Borough, and Southeast Road Builders.
Well, the Panthers have been putting up a lot of shots, 9 of them so far. Only got 3 of them to go. Glacier Bears put up 3, got 1 to go here. But, again, now the hustle by the Craig Panthers is starting to show up here. They're just, you know, they're not dominating the boards, but Glacier Bears only have 0 rebounds. But the Panthers only have 4 in this one. But, you know, there's been a lot of balls bouncing around and a lot of turnover kinds of things here. But Swinton at the free throw line here, 33-33.
Well, when you look at it down there, when the shot's going up, that inner circle around the basket is all white jerseys for the Craig Panthers. And so when they get that offensive rebound, that's been leading to some of the fouls for the Glacier Bears because they're coming from behind trying to either block the shot or get the rebound. And so the Panthers have been doing a better job blocking out and getting that rebounding position here.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised there hasn't been any over-the-back calls.
Yeah, and there could have been some so far. So now we've got Swinton at the line with a chance for two. She's got 16 points on the game. We're tied at 33. Make it 17 as she knocks down her first one. 4:45 left in the ball game. A lot at stake here for both teams. They want to continue on. This by second one for Swinton, and Bowling down with the rebound, tied up by Larson. That possession will go to the Panthers. The nice hustle by Janae there, coming behind Bowling, getting her hands on it. So that next possession will go to the Glacier Bears. Got Barlow in the backcourt with Yates for the Panthers. Barlow will bring up the ball for the Panthers. She's across the 10-second line. Comes left side to Aspen Hansen. Hansen calling out the play. She dribbles to the top of the key, way out behind the center circle, right side to Barlow. Barlow, she's come left-hand side to Aspen Hansen, looking to get past Stegen. Nice help defense by the Glacier Bears, but Aspen keeps going. She'll throw up the shot. Rebound comes out. Jordan Stegen trying to track it down. Couldn't quite get her hands on it before it went out of bounds. Nice hustle play by Stegen. Now she'll come take a break as Bradford will come in for the Glacier Bears.
Glacier Bears have moved to a man-to-man defense there for a bit, too.
Yep, and they're still in it. So we've got Bradford. She'll be guarding Aspen Hansen, trying to keep Aspen in front of her. Aspen's way out inside the center circle there. She'll go right-hand side to Barlow. Barlow working against Larson. Gets it to Hansen down on the baseline. Hansen's going to drive into the lane. Go up with the shot. Leaves it a little bit short. Ashley Hansen with the rebound, and she misses the shot. But she's going to be fouled, it looks like, by Krager over there trying to contest the shot. So that'll be Michaela's second personal, 15 foul, and it'll send Ashley Hansen to the line. We're running out of places to put her free throws here to shoot two. She's made her last couple. All 5 of her points have come from the free throw line.
We lucked out there because she had good inside position on that shot, too.
Yeah. Her second shot is up. Rebound comes down to Swinton. Swinton waits for a little traffic to clear. Now she'll work against Yates, bringing it across the 10-second line. Gets a screen from Bradford. Now Swinton moves to the center of the court. angles back to the right. She's got a screen from Bradford. She won't take it. She'll drive into lane, running left-hander. Leaves a little bit short. Krager down with the rebound. Krager up and, oh, rolls all the way around. Comes out the weak side, and we're going to have a foul. It'll be Glacier Bear basket. Oh, nope, it'll be a foul on the Glacier Bears. Let's see which one they're going to get. Oh, no, that's Destiny. That's going to be the fifth foul on Destiny. So Deegan coming back into the game for the Glacier Bears. 1-point lead for the Glacier Bears, 34-33 with 3:36 left in the ball game. So that'll be all we'll see of Destiny today, hoping we're going to get to see her tomorrow. That's the seventh team foul on the Glacier Bears, so the Panthers will be coming to the other end to shoot the 1-1. It'll be Ashley Hansen again at the line.
Hey, I thought for a second there we're going to have six ball players on the floor for the Craig Panthers, but they finally got it straightened out.
Yates sat down. First one by Hansen. That one's off the rim. Rebound tracked down by Segan for the Glacier Bears. She hands it off to Swinton. Glacier Bears protecting that 1-point lead. Swinton's going to drive down the left-hand side. Gets it inside. Tries to get to Larson, but knocked away by Bowling. Aspen Hansen on the dribble now. She comes up into the front court. Looking for an opening, guarded by Bradford. Hansen drives to the right baseline, up with a little scoop shot, leaves a little bit long. Krager down with the rebound, stolen away by Ashley Hansen, and Krager's going to pick up another foul. That's going to be Michaela's third personal. It's going to send Ashley Hansen back to the line for another two.
Get your calculator out. She's had a lot of chances.
She's had 13 opportunities from the line so far. Glacier Bears putting her there quite a bit. Lucky for them, she's only made five of them, but keep putting her there. She's going to start knocking them down. Off with her first one. So 3:09 left. 1-point lead still for the Glacier Bears. 18 fouls for the Glacier Bears. 18 fouls for the Panthers. Hansen's second one is off. Rebound tracked down by Larson. Larson gets it over to Swinton. Everybody gets up the court. Swinton's got Barlow guarding her now. Swinton's going to drive down to the right sideline. Gets it up top to Bradford. Bradford looking for some help. She'll go down the right side. She's got a lane to the basket. Goes up with it and good. Nice play by Brittany. Bradford saw the lane and took it and knocked down the shot. That's four for Brittany, and it's a 3-point lead for the Glacier Bears. Barlow gets into the lane, off the glass, and good for Alicia Barlow. Her first two. We're back to a 1-point lead. Now Barlow's going to pick up her fifth foul, trying to get that ball away from Janae Larson. So that'll be Barlow's fifth personal. It'll send Larson to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. So Barlow's fouled out for the Panthers. Coward's fouled out for the Glacier Bears. Autumn Gross is on the bench for the Glacier Bears with injury. 2:34 left in the game to try and go to keep the state helps alive with a 1-point lead. Couldn't get any more exciting than this on a Friday morning, can it?
Well, 8 o'clock in the morning here. Yeah. We might as well have an exciting basketball
might
game.
As well.
That's exactly what we've got.
We've got Larson at the line for the 1-1 opportunity. He's got 5 points in the game so far. And knocks down her first, nothing but net. Her mom's sitting to the right of us here and quite excited with that. But Kim's been excited the whole game, so. Today's second one is up and good as well. She's 3-for-4 from the line, 6 points. Back to a 3-point lead for the Glacier Bears. 2.5 minutes left in the ballgame. Aspen Hansen up into the front court, calling out the play. She goes right-hand side to Denon. Denon, ball high over her head, guarded by Segan. Comes back up top to Aspen Hansen. Hansen looking for an opening. Glacier Bears back in that 2-3 zone. Denon with a 3-point shot, and she nails it from the wing. She's got five, and we're tied at 38. Ball back in Swinton's hand, working against that full court pressure. They bring Yates back in, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Swinton. That was right in front of Brittenham, and he didn't like that one at all. But that'll be Kaylee Swinton's fourth personal foul now. That one ref, just about every call that Greg's been complaining about, is all called by the same guy. I don't think they're going to be exchanging Christmas cards after this one. Aspen Hansen now on the dribble for the Panthers. Goes right-hand side to Denon. Denon, high over her head, comes up top to Aspen Hansen, left side to Yates. Yates with it, back up top to Hansen. Right side to Denon. Glacier Bears left her wide open again, and she drains another one. Glacier Bears have to have ball awareness. She's knocking it down. 3-point lead now for the Panthers. Glacier Bears come back to get it into Swinton's hands, and we're going to get a foul on Yates. So that's going to be Yates' fourth personal foul. And it'll send Swinton back to the line. They're trailing now by three. 1:36 left. And Swinton's going to be, that's the 10th person or 10th team foul. Oh, that is,
we were right there.
They put it up wrong the last time. So that's five on Yates. She's gone. Ebbinghausen coming back into the game. And that's the 10th team foul. So Swinton will be shooting two from the line. First one is up and good. He's got 18 on the game now. Swinton second. That one's good as well. 19 for Swinton. We got a one-point ball game.
And a 30-second timeout here as Coach Hansen wants to talk it over here. Well, a one-point lead. Glacier Bears, you know, they're going to put some pressure on here. They've been playing a man-to-man defense, and that's kind of changed a little things. But
well, the last time, last two times down, they were in a 2-3. They went back to the 2-3.
And the girl isn't getting out.
Yep.
That's what I meant to say. They got out of the man-to-man defense, went back to the 2-3. And the girl isn't getting out, and Dinan hit that three to give him the lead. Well, still a one-point lead. Lots of time left, 1:36 to go in the basketball game. And I guess if we have to foul somebody, I guess Ashley Hansen would be the one. She's just really struggling, but really there isn't anybody shooting.
Either that or she's due to make them.
Well, unfortunately, that's probably true, too.
You never know.
All right, so it's going to be full court down the court for the Craig Panthers with a one-point lead.
And we got Autumn Gross checking back into the game for the Glacier Bears, so we'll see how she does with that hamstring. Aspen Hansen across the 10-second line. She's going to hold it up in the three, the half-court circle. Now they'll bring Stegan out, putting a little bit of pressure on her. They're still way off of her, though. Nobody's counting Aspen Hansen. Now they start counting. She makes a move to the basket. She's going to come back up high again. Jordan Stegan comes out. They get it over to Dinan on the left side. She's guarded by Bradford. Dinan, right side to Aspen Hansen. Hansen circles way up top. She's guarded by Stegan. Makes the move to the basket. Back Stegan off of her. 58 seconds left. Glacier Bears probably going to have to start fouling. Either that, Bradford's going to come out and foul her. So that'll send Aspen Hansen to the line. She's 2 for 4 from the line so far. This will be a 1-1 opportunity for her. She's got 5 points on the game.
Well, probably one of the reasons they want to get Autumn in there is they need to get the boards back again. I mean, even if she hasn't been able to do anything else, she might be able to get the rebound for them.
So Aspen Hansen at the line. Nope, that was an attempt, so that'll be a two-shot foul. She misses the first one. So 53.1 seconds left. The Glacier Bears are down one. At most, they could be down two by the time they get the ball back. If there is a miss, they need to block out hard on this one. Make sure they get the rebound. She makes the second, so it's a two-point deficit for the Glacier Bears. Panthers come up in full-court pressure. Get it into Swinton's hands. She breaks the press easily. She's got Dinan all over her. Swinton still dribbling with it, looking for an opportunity. She gets down to left baseline, up with a shot. Oh, in and out, but she'll be going to the line, shooting two. Number 11, Pia Dinan, her first personal foul. She's played a lot of really tough defense, and to have that as her first foul, that's a testament to how she's been moving her feet. Swinton first is up and no good.
Well, they need to get the board here, get the rebound.
So 38.2 seconds. Glacier Bears going to need to foul as soon as the Panthers get the ball, either off of the rebound or off of a made shot. So Swinton knocks down her first, second, one-point lead. Timeout, full timeout on the court, so we can talk strategy here. I'm guessing that Brittenham is going to be telling the Glacier Bears going to have to come up full court pressure as soon as we've got Janae Larson checking into the game. As soon as any of the Craig girls get the ball, regardless of who it is, they need to foul them and put them on the free throw line.
Well, and that's kind of been the way things going all season long. As they get down to this last minute, they're going to put them at the free throw line. Hansen handles the ball a lot for the Craig Panthers, so they're probably going to try to get it into her hands if they can. But, Dinan, she does a nice job with it. Barlow, of course, is out of the ball game, and her sister Ashley Hansen has struggled from the free throw line. On the other side of things, the Glacier Bears need to put a lot of pressure on. We'll see. If they can make a steal here, it'd be great. But, I'm sure they're trying to set up for that and see what happens here. The officials are going to have to be right on top of it, however, as they're putting a ton of pressure on the girls now. Craig playing that full court man-to-man defense all the way down, and so we'll just have to see how it goes. You don't want it to ever end up on a foul, sending somebody to the free throw line to decide the basketball game. You want the game to be decided out on the court, but we'll see what happens here. Who's going to inbound the basketball? Looks like
it'll be Aspen Hansen will be inbounding. She's going to be able to run the sideline. Glacier Bears, full court pressure, man-to-man defense. They get into Ebbinghausen and a foul by Bradford, so that'll send Haley Ebbinghausen. She hasn't been to the line yet. She's got 4 points in the game, sending the freshman to the line for some clutch free throws for the Panthers. And then again, Glacier Bears off of this second shot. If she misses the second one, they need to make sure that they corral that rebound. They have plenty of time to get the ball up the court and get a good shot. Her shot is up and off to the left. And that one came off kind of hard on the left, so the Glacier Bears need to be aware that this could go, be prepared for anything on a rebound. And she misses the second one. Swinton down with the rebound. She's going to push it up the left-hand side of the court. She's got Denon guarding her. Swinton gets the screen from Larson. Drives over to the right-hand side. Going to go up with the shot off the front rim. Battle for the rebound. Comes out to Bradford. Bradford's going to be taken down by Bowling. And so we're going to have Bradford going to the line. That's going to be Bowling's third personal foul. Again, we've got 10 team fouls. Brittany took a pretty good hit going to the floor on that one. Unfortunately, she's only got a few seconds here to compose herself before she goes to the line for some pretty big free throws for the Glacier Bears. 21.7 seconds left. She's got two shots. And the official's looking at her, and he's going to give her a little bit more time to kind of get it together. And he comes out and talks to her, and she's like, "Nah, no, I'm fine.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
She's like, I'm fine.
I want to get there."
She's a tough girl. And first one, oh, rims in and out there.
Important rebound here.
Yep, and Glacier Bears need to realize that if it is a rebound, that if Craig gets it, they need to foul immediately. But Brittany's not going to give him the chance. She's going to tie it up with a clutch free throw. So now you got to have tough defense all the way around the court. Bowling's wide open. Oh, and Larson's going to foul all the way at the other end of the court, and that's going to send... Who do we send into the line? Denon.
Denon, I think, at the
she
line.
Hasn't
she's
been
be
the,
shooting, too.
Shooting, too. She hasn't
Boy,
shot
Bowling
any
was
free
right
throws.
Open down. They didn't see her. Aspen.
And there's no way. I don't think Aspen could have thrown the ball down to her because she had a Haynes goal right in front of her, and then when they got it into Denon, she was quickly double-teamed. So these are two big ones for Denon. She knocked down the first one. So, again, a lot's going to depend on this shot right here. What the Glacier Bears, they're going to have plenty of time, regardless if it's a miss or make, with 19.7 seconds left to get up the court and get a shot off. Second one is good. Clutch free throw shooting by Denon. She's got 10. Up the court is Bradford for the Glacier Bears. Bradford looking for an opening down to 14 seconds. She's going to drive to the right-hand side. Looking for it. Gets it back to Swinton. Swinton drives down the baseline. Stops and pops. That one's going to be long. Autumn Gross with the rebound. Misses the shot. Ball comes out long. Whoa, we got a foul on it. Who's going to be going to the line? Which way? It says it's on the ground. Doesn't matter. It's going to be two shots either way. White, 33. That's going to be Mary Bowling's fourth personal foul, and it's going to send Autumn Gross to the line. Don't get any bigger than this or more pressure than this. 2.6 seconds left in the game, 44-42. Chance to tie the ball game for Autumn Gross. First shot is up, back rim.
Well, Coach Hansen's going to call a timeout. They have her think about it a little bit more. Discuss what's going to happen. Well, the Glacier Bears,
they've had their chances.
They've had their chances here. What they're going to have to do here is, Autumn, well, the big question is, almost have to miss it. With 2.6 seconds, you almost have to miss the shot,
get a rebound,
get the
and
rebound
put it back in.
And hope you put it back in. I mean, that's kind of what we have to look at here to see what happens. And I'm sure that's what Coach Hansen's going to talk about down here is, you know, we just need to get a hand on it. If you secure the basketball, just hang on to it. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, 2.6 seconds, not a lot of time, but you can take the dribble, you can do a couple things off the shot. So we'll see what they do here.
But back at the line, they're both teams out on the court.
Long too.
It did come out long, and Autumn's going to want to be careful too. That if it's coming back towards her, she needs to. If she feels it short, she needs to wait until it hits the rim before she crosses that free throw line. Otherwise, that would give the ball to the Panthers. So Autumn at the line for her second. This shot is going to be missed hard. It's going to be rebounded by the Panthers, fouled by the Glacier Bears, but we're only going to have 0.8 seconds left. And so this is going to be pretty much it for the Glacier Bears to go the length of the court in 0.8 seconds, regardless of the free throws. Ashley Hansen will be going to the line. That'll be Bradford's second personal foul.
Well, we talked about the fact that, you know, the Panthers hang around.
Yep. They just made more plays, and now Ashley, after struggling from the free throw line, knocks down her first. We say struggle, she's got 6 points from the line, but she shot a lot of free throws to get those, but she's making them here at the end. And misses that one, Swinton down with the rebound. She's going to chuck it long, and that's going to be the end of the ball game.
Well, I'm not even going to total up the totals here. We're just going to talk about how the game ended here. 45-42. Haynes going down to defeat.
They had their opportunities at the end of the game and just couldn't capitalize on enough of them. They got to the free throw line and had some big misses, but at the same time they had opportunities from the field that they can convert on also. And then that pressure defense with those quicker Craig girls, they were able to get Haynes out of their offensive rhythm and kept that height advantage for the Glacier Bears from being much of a factor in the second half.
Well, and you and I were talking about this earlier, even before the game started. If the Craig Panthers hang around, they find some way to win it with the last couple minutes to go. And they've done that, more games that, you know, during the regular season, but here at the tournament too. I mean, they hung around and was able to advance again. But for the Glacier Bears, like Doug said, well, we've got a lot of seniors. We hate to see them go, but, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes. We got a long of young girls coming back here.
Yeah, time for the off season for those, but it'll be the final game for, you know, Cowart, Gross, Swinton, and Larson. They've been playing together since junior high school, and then the other senior ice wing yacht. But those four played together. They played a lot of games together, and unfortunately it ends on a sad note for them, but they've had a heck of a career for the Glacier Bears over the last 4 years.
Well, we want to also thank all those underwriters and stuff. I mean, we'll read them one more time before we go off the air here, but Doug and I appreciate the opportunity to bring you these basketball games and look forward to next year again. But, you know, without the help of these folks, it would be definitely hard to do.
Now, this broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KH&S and Haynes Real Estate, Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Old Roots Market Center and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynes Borough, and Southeast Road Builders. And we'd like to give a shout-out to all the people working at the station that between Kay and Sarah and Janine and Spencer and Bill and everybody that keeps us on the air. Appreciate all the work you guys do. And until next season, this will be Doug and Lyle signing off from Sitka. Have a great day in the Upper Lynn Canal.
Thanks so much, Doug and Lyle, and thanks to both of you for your wonderful announcing. It's great listening to the games. Final score, sadly, was Haynes Glacier Bear Girls 42, Craig Panthers 45. A great game, and both teams played with a ton of heart. The Craig Panthers will continue on and play tomorrow morning. And thanks very much for tuning in to Haynes Glacier Bear basketball action on KHNS.